Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Hi there, and welcome back. We just recently covered the field of intraocular inflammation, or uveitis, and now I thought I would discuss some of the causes of red eyes, the most frequent reason people come to the emergency room or their primary care doctor to get advice. Could be caused by chemicals, infections, eyelids, etc. So let's take a quick run through some of these items. These are some things that you, as the patient, or as the family member or observer, can help make the diagnosis because the history is so important. Obviously, if there's an infection, there's going to be a more rapid cause of a red eye than many other causes. The symptoms are going to be different because you could have a watery discharge if it's viral pink eye or herpes, or a pussy discharge if it's bacterial and a backed up tear duct. The treatment, obviously, is going to be very different for an infection that's viral or one that's bacterial. Sometimes we even have to culture it. But again, the history, the lymph node in front of the ear that we as the doctor can feel, everting the lower lid and looking at the little bumps. And if it's truly pink eye, we can use iodine, a 10% iodine swab, rub it up and down the upper and lower lid on the inside, and that often will annihilate the bacteria or virus. So if the doctor has that available, it is phenomenal. There's also other bizarre causes like chlamydia. Chlamydia is a different kind of organism, again, very sensitive to antibiotics. But antibiotics, of course, used so often, have created more and more resistance. In our next segment, we will probably be talking about Avenova, which is another way to deal with the lower virulent type of abnormal bacteria or viruses. Allergy. Allergy is subtle. We'll add chemical sensitivity because it's sort of an environmental concept. And it may require long-term treatment, or it may require just avoiding the cat, figuring out what is the cause. Is it one eye? Is it both eyes? Is it seasonal? Is it not? Is there a skin component? Is the eyelid involved besides the itchy, watery eyes involved? Is it something you may have touched? If you're right-handed, is it only on that right side or the dominant side, meaning you only touch something on one hand and rubbed that particular eye? If it's a pillow, perhaps you only slept on one side and it's the dust or feathers in the pillow. But all of that is easy enough to know because allergy distinguishes itself because of itching. Itching is the key for allergies. Now, maybe you'll have a runny nose and tearing. Maybe you'll have sneezing and it's really a pollen or chemical environmental thing. It can be as subtle as something in the house or the building you're in. It could be a sick building. That would be known because everybody sort of gets a little sinusy inside that workplace. Or there's mold. You go in the basement and immediately you get the itching and swelling of the lids, etc. Or it's even in a swimming pool that the chlorine, not a true allergy, but a chemical sensitivity, can irritate the eyes. So the history is critical to whatever causes a red eye. There are many ways to treat an allergy. And the moral of the story is when you're treating an allergy, you want to know, are you treating it systemically or just with eye drops? If it's a seasonal allergy, do you use a Claritin or Allegra, or do you just give an antihistamine or a low steroid power eye drop? You don't want to give a very strong steroid like prednisolone or dexamethasone because used long-term, it can speed up cataracts and glaucoma. Plus, you don't need to get a strong steroid into the eye. You only need it on the outside of the eye. If it's related to food, it's a little more subtle. You may find that cream, cheese, dairy products give you upper lid swelling. Drugs may give you an upper lid swelling as well. and only by sort of correlating what you had to dinner last night, or when you took something new, are you able to make that association. But these, again, are all part of allergic situations. Obviously, if you wear contact lenses and you used a different solution and your eye got red, that comes to mind. On the other hand, a contact lens may also encourage bacteria to live inside the soft lens and exude its inflammatory toxins or even its whole body and infect or irritate the cornea. When looking at the eye, this is the first of these kind of entities that may have a corneal component that we would look at the slit lamp. So there are good reasons along the way with these conditions to be examined. And if you can be examined by an optometrist or ophthalmologist who has a slit lamp, the decision is going to be a little more definitive. Dry eyes and blepharitis can do this. But we'll come back to that in a second because I'd want to mention a specific kind of blepharitis called staph blepharitis. You have staph living on your body, on your lashes, in the nasal hairs, etc. And when they propagate, they make an enzyme that breaks down the fat in the oil glands, and it gets very irritating. So the eye can get red, you can get bumps on your conjunctiva, and little infiltrates, little white spots on the cornea that help make that diagnosis. And a mild steroid and a mild antibiotic eradicate it. But long term, you want to be able to treat the cause and not just the symptom. Treating the cause will help ensure the symptom does not continue to return. And again, you also have to worry, is this really something inside the eye that is parading or masquerading? Is it really Lyme disease? Is it really herpes? Without having an external appearance, but obviously the eye lights up. The eye, all the features, the lid, the conjunctiva, the cornea, the fluid in the eye, they're all related by the same nerve system that goes back to the brain and informs it that something's wrong. And then the brain responds by sending stimuli and lymphocytes to different parts of the eye. So all of it may get inflamed, the cornea, the conjunctiva, the lid opacities, the floating cells inside the eye that make it tough to know who started when unless you have the patient's history. So the moral of the story on the red eye is differentiate it as soon as you can, and it certainly makes it a lot easier. Now, more common causes of red eye are more subtle, like dry eyes. The patients say their eyes are dry, but that may or may not be the primary cause. But certainly you can measure a dry eye with tear strips. You can put a fluorescein dye inside the tears and see where the dye moves or not to know if it's dry. You can listen to the history. Are they worse when they first get up in the morning? Are they using drops all day and all night? Do they have recurrent erosions? Blepharitis is any inflammation of the lid. It's usually your oils, and it's dietary related. Omega-3s will help. And cleaning the eyelid with Avenova. We're going to talk more about Avenova, a new compound that will help rid yourself of bacteria, toxins, and scales on the lids and make eyes feel much more refreshed almost immediately. We will be talking later about that. So dry eyes and blepharitis, extremely common in people. In the winter, when the heat is up, the tears evaporate. The air conditioning blowing in your face. If you stare at a computer, you're going to dry out. And when you dry out, you're going to change the stuff on your eyelids. So we have a red eye, go to an eye doctor, get it defined, become your own eye doctor, and learn to treat it. I'm Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, and you're on the Wizard of Eyes show on RadioMD.com. For this, more information on this segment or any of my segments, please visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Stay well, see well, and become a medical detective. Becoming a medical detective will ensure that you and your family ask the right questions, know the right answers, and help out with the therapy.